I don't know about you, but I like looking at new gear. I don't care what it is, if it looks like it's going to make my trip a little easier, I'm looking at it and evaluating it. I'd like to welcome back a friend of the podcast, Alicia McGarris. Alicia is going to talk about a piece of gear in this segment that she likes and recently did a review on her YouTube channel. Alicia McGarris, the Terra Drift YouTube channel, welcome back.
Hi, thanks. Happy to be back. Always a pleasure chatting.
I'd want to say, Alicia, I've been enjoying your YouTubes. They're always very entertaining and educating. They're educational. They're great.
Well, thank you. We do try.
Yeah, oh, you're doing a great job by me. But what we're going to talk about today is a piece of gear you recently reviewed that seems to be catching on in the hiking and backpacking community, and that is the Grail Titanium Ultra Press. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, it's a really kind of cool piece of gear. I have just right off the bat, so I have mixed feelings about it for backpacking. But from the very first time that I tested a Grail filter, I was really intrigued because, you know, like most of the water filters out there are you have to squeeze them or they involve some sort of bag, you know, like or a water bottle you have to attach to a filter. You know, the Sawyer squeeze being a big one, those sorts of things, which are very useful and helpful and easy and lightweight generally. But they do just filter water. And in my, as a journalist, I've written about water filtration and purification in the backcountry and learned too many facts about what can happen if you don't filter and purify your water. Usually it's fine. But if you're the kind of person who like worries about bacteria and cysts and viruses and things and all of the things that can be in water in the wilderness, you know, filtering and purifying is a really good bet. And the Grail does both of those things, which is really cool. And it does it in a way that's very different from any other water filter or purifier I've ever seen. And that's like, you press it instead of squeezing it or something, you just fill up this outer reservoir, right? And then put the sort of inner cup that has this big honky filter on it and you press it down, which sort of, you know, forces the water through this filter and purifier. And then you have a bottle full of purified, filtered, drinkable water that you can then just chug, or you can, you know, pour into your pot to cook with or rehydrate your meals or whatever, which is really nice because a lot of other bottles that filter and purify, you can only drink through a straw, which I personally hate. So that's always a no-go for me. And also you can't use those for cooking. So that's kind of a bummer. For hiking, I guess it's fine if you're just going on a day hike or whatever. But I don't know. I hate drinking through a straw. But so the Grail is really cool. It's this one thing and you just press it and it just takes, you know, a few seconds. It's much faster than having to use a Sawyer squeeze or something, which I also have and use and love, but it's just a very different experience. So it's kind of innovative and really cool. And I love that it filters and purifies.
Yeah, what caught my attention when I first saw it was, you know, I think we could run the risk sometimes when we're hiking, especially if big miles, the end of the day, of saying, you know, I'll wait till I get to camp to filter some water, but I don't want to drink that water because I don't want to get sick. And you kind of push yourself. When I saw this, I thought, okay, I just pull that out, scoop up some water, push it down, and I can start hydrating while I fill up my water bag so I can filter it when I get to camp.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really simple. And it makes the, you know, especially for the people that do like to push, I push it myself. I'm like, I'll be fine. I don't need any water. Especially if you're doing like the filter thing and then purifying with a tablet or something where, you know, you have to wait 30 minutes. I will very frequently be like, well, I'm very thirsty, but now I have to wait 30 minutes because I waited until my reservoir, my bottles or whatever were almost totally empty. And now I have to wait 30 minutes. So it is really nice because you can just scoop and it's there. It's drinkable.
Yeah. And I don't see it as a replacement for the Sawyer because of course, with the Sawyer, you can do larger capacities. Like myself, I have a a 2-liter bag that I'll fill up, and I've set it up that I can use it as a gravity feed system when I get into camp.
Absolutely.
But like I said, this is, and I'm like that too. I'll wait sometimes. And, you know, I'll say, well, you know, I'm only a mile or two away from where I'm going to camp for the night. I think I can get by. It, you know, I'm not too dehydrated yet.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it does make it, it does work really well as a system. You know, you can have water right now and then you can, you know, filter your larger capacity or whatever, whatever way you usually prefer to, that, you know, isn't as time sensitive and you don't need to chug that water right now.
And you avoid the risk of making another bad decision, which is drinking questionable water.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've, you know, and I'm a big believer, I'm going to filter my water, and for a couple of reasons. I've seen enough out there to make me think, okay, who knows what's upstream from here?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's always what's going through my head. I've seen deer carcasses in the stream. It's, yeah, I've seen some pretty disgusting things sitting on the middle of rocks in the stream to make me think, right, I'm not going to just assume because I'm on top of a mountain that this water is pure.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, you should really never. Like, it's easy to do, right? Because you're like, oh, it's coming out of a rock. It must be a spring, and a spring is a beautiful thing. But if I don't know, if the map doesn't specify this is a spring, this is the source, this is where it's coming out of the ground. Yeah, you really never know what's going to be upstream. And I absolutely religiously will at least filter, if not filter and purify. I don't want giardia.
Yeah, that can ruin your hike.
It'll ruin the next 2 weeks, you know? I don't want it.
Alicia, could you tell us anything about the weight of the grill?
You know, it's, I can't remember the exact weight. I should have like looked it up beforehand, but it's titanium, right? So in titanium is the ultralight, you know, pinnacle. Every ultralighter wants everything to be titanium because it's so lightweight. Comically though, I found the Grail titanium was actually heavier than some of the plastic versions of the Grail, which confused me. It is also multifunctional though, which I, you know, I talk about in YouTube review, is that you can use that outer reservoir as a pot. So you've got your pot and your filter and purifier, which a lot of people probably will really like. That's not my style of like cooking and that sort of things. And as an ultralight backpacker, I like to make things a little more difficult for myself. I don't know. I think ultralight backpackers, you have to be a little bit of that, like type 2 fun sort of thing. You want to be a little bit miserable all the time, just so you can brag about it later. And so, you know, like a Sawyer squeeze, plus my titanium pot, you know, that I have from Tokes, plus, you know, my stove and my alcohol, like all of these things, all of my cooking implements, together with my, you know, an ultralight filter, way less than the Grail titanium. So I'm okay personally with, not, you know, like using the multi approach, the, okay, I'm going to filter it, I'm going to be slow about it. It's going to take me longer to filter water and I'll drop in a tablet or whatever. But on a lot of trips, I'm probably still going to do that because I want my pack to be as light as possible. Cause, this is a podcast, you can't see me, but, if you go watch my YouTube videos, I'm a very small human. So I'm trying to carry as little weight as possible. That said, for like winter trips or something like that, I may very well consider taking the Grail titanium instead of all of the other things, just because I just have the one thing that I can keep, you know, in the middle of my backpack next to a hand warmer, make sure, you know, the filter doesn't freeze, but to make it easy so that I'm not sitting out in the cold for 15 minutes filtering water. So it absolutely has its purposes. And for people who don't care about, you know, carrying a few extra ounces, which I would dare to say is most people, it's it's a really unique and very useful way to filter and purify and have, you know, that functionality of having, you know, your little a little tiny pot to boil water as well. That's all you're doing in it is boiling water because it's too tall and narrow to like do anything else. But if that's all you do is rehydrate food, then yeah, it's a very, very cool little thing.
I can't remember what the weight was, but when I saw it, I said, that's not a lot. Now I teeter on being ultra light and lightweight. I've got aging knees and an aging back that I have issues with. So I'm always going as light as I can, but I also look at my gear in terms of, what's going to keep me comfortable. And I've had to suck it up now and go from a closed foam pad to now an air mattress so I could be comfortable and get a good night's sleep.
Hey, it's important.
Yeah, so those of us that like to go as light as we can, sometimes we got to just kind of step back and say, well, I'll take on a few extra ounces.
Absolutely. You know, it's like comfort is important, and there are different things that are important for, you know, like even ultralighters. Like I will frequently, if it's cool outside, or even cool, like again, small person, my body doesn't hold on to heat very well. So, even as an ultralighter, I will bring that closed cell foam pad and an insulated inflatable pad. I mean, there's such ultralight varieties out there these days that like there's no reason for me not to, because I want to be warm and I want to be comfortable when I'm sleeping. And it works the same with the Grail. Like it is not that much heavier. And so unless you are a gram counter, yeah, it's still a perfectly reasonable thing to put in your pack and not so heavy that it made me go, oof, no, thank you.
Yeah, and that's what we have to evaluate our gear on. Like I said, I'm looking for that quick that for net going into next year, that fast, quick way to get myself some water while I'm using my gravity filter work. And sometimes those water breaks are an opportunity to just to sit back and take a nice long rest too. So why not? This is my train of thought when I saw that your YouTube is, I could sit there and throw back some water while I'm refilling my bottles.
Absolutely. It's that instant, you know, kind of thing, or, you know, like almost instant, you know, you can have it in under 30 seconds. Water. And you know, that's the thing for I think a lot of backpackers. So it makes it, I mean, really quite ingenious a design, you know.
Alicia, are you able to share with us how people can go about purchasing this? Is it available like anywhere, or is there a link on your website? Because yeah, we'll get it. You have a blog as well and a website. So could you tell us about that, how we can purchase one of these?
Absolutely. Well, of course you can, you know, get it straight from Grail's website, but if you want to sort of listen to a deeper dive review, you can do that on our YouTube channel, which is Terra Drift. So youtube.com/TerraDrift. And we're also TerraDrift.com. So there's a whole blog with lots of gear reviews and comparisons and, you know, gift guides and anti-gift guides and for every season. You know, we're just trying to review gear that helps people get out there and enjoy the outdoors more responsibly and more safely and more often.
Been to your website. I follow you on YouTube, as I said, and you're doing a great job. And I would highly recommend everybody check out the YouTube because Alicia does a great job. So you can actually see this piece of gear. It's tough to talk about a piece of gear in a podcast. I'm just looking for everybody to pique your interest a little bit and say, let me see what this is all about. So check out Alicia's YouTube and go to her blog, her website, and learn more about it. It has my interest going into next year, going into the spring. Alicia McDerris, once again, thank you very much for coming on and sharing this with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Always glad to revisit.
Everybody, get outside, have some fun, stay warm, and be safe.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, go to our website, papabearhikes.com. Listen to past episodes. Check us out on social media. Go to our YouTube channel, Martin Outside. All those links are there. In addition to that, you can buy our book or see what you're missing out on if you're not a Patreon member yet. Remember to get outside, have fun, and be safe.
This episode of Pop Bear Hikes has been brought to you by Avalon Publicity. Avalon Publicity, increasing the digital footprint of content creators and skilled professionals via website development and social media services. For more information about Avalon Publicity, go to their website, avalonbusiness.org. That's avalonbusiness.org.